Iran reaches for Hormuz, an $105 billion oil future. Iran has announced it is asserting control over the Strait of Hormuz, demanding that ships obtain transit permits before passing through the waterway that carries roughly 20% of the world's daily oil supply. The announcement connects the Persian Gulf to the Gulf of Oman and serves as the only practical export corridor for Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Iraq, the UAE, and Qatar. Tehran has set a 60-day grace period before enforcement begins, after which it reportedly plans to collect actual transit fees from commercial vessels. The move came directly on the heels of the Memorandum of Understanding President Trump signed with Iran this week, and analysts say the timing is deliberate. Iran is signaling that the new diplomatic arrangement does not mean a retreat of Iranian power, but rather an expansion of it. The economic stakes are formidable. Iran has separately been projected to earn up to $105 billion annually in oil export revenues if the deal fully lifts export barriers and production returns to pre-sanctions levels. For context, Iran's entire government budget in recent constrained years has been estimated at roughly $60 to $70 billion. Criticism of the deal arrived from an unusual quarter. Former President Obama said this week that the United States may end up worse off after both the war with Iran and the agreement Trump signed to end it, joining what has become a bipartisan chorus of critics. His concern, as reported, centers on the memorandum's lack of the verification rigor that characterized the original 2015 JCPOA, and on the possibility that Iran received significant economic relief without surrendering equivalent concessions on nuclear development or regional proxy activity. A separate estimate from 350.org placed the cost of the Iran conflict at $374 billion funneled to the fossil fuel industry, framing the episode in both economic and climate terms. Trump's own relationship with the agreement is already complicated. In a high-profile Axios interview this week, the president described his efforts to keep Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, in Trump's own words, sane. A characterization that signals a genuine rift with an ally who reportedly pressed for military action against Iran and now views the signed deal as deeply threatening. Trump also told Axios he believes he can prevent Israel from escalating militarily in Lebanon, a confident assertion given the current regional trajectory. The next 60 days, as the transit permit grace period runs out, will be the first real test of whether the diplomatic arrangement holds.